Welcome in. Today we're building a retro rave style drop that does a proper course change mid-flow, but still hits with modern punch. Think 90s jungle soul with 2026 low-end discipline. And we're doing it as a beginner-friendly arrangement lesson in Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple. You're going to go from a rave intro into tension, then drop A, then a modulation moment where the whole tune shifts gear, and then drop B lands in a new key center without losing the dancefloor. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old-school DNB energy without feeling rushed. Now make a few tracks so we can stay organized. Create a break track, a punch layer drum track, a sub-bass track, a res or mid-bass track, a rave stabs music track, and an FX track for risers and impacts. Also create two return tracks. Return A will be a short room reverb. Return B will be a dubby delay. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Use convolution mode. Keep the decay short, around 0.7 to 1.2 seconds, and set a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Most important, high pass the reverb so you're not washing your low end. Aim somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. On return B, load echo. Set the time to either 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, and feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it so the delay doesn't add mud. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9K. If you want extra vintage texture, add a touch of noise inside echo. Keep it subtle. The delay is seasoning, not the meal. Alright, drums first. Because in jungle and old school DNB, the drums tell the truth. Everything else is riding that truth. Step 1. Build jungle drums with two layers. The break is your personality and soul. The punch layer is your club translation, the part that still hits even if the break gets filtered, chopped, or drops out. On the break track, drop in a classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you've got that has that human swing. Turn warp on. If it's a full loop and you want it to stay natural, try Complex Pro. If you want more bite and chop attitude, try Beats Mode. Now let's add controlled grime. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to get rid of useless rumble. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if it's dull, a very gentle shelf up around 8 to 10K. Like 1 or 2 dB. Then add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB and turn soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to make it feel like it's been played through something real. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10%. But be careful. Boom can step on your sub. And push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20. That gives the break that sharp snap back that jungle lives on. Now the punch layer. Make a drum rock on your punch track. Load a tight modern kick, a crisp snare that's not too long, and optionally a closed hat for momentum. Program a simple DNB skeleton. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick on 1. And then a second kick either just before 3 or around and leading into it, depending on your groove. Keep it basic. The break will provide the complexity. Glue this punch layer with drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Transients around plus 10. Then EQ 8. High pass around 35 to 50 Hz. Because we want the sub to own the true low end. If the kick needs a bit of chest, you can gently nudge around 150 to 200 Hz, but keep it tight, no flab. Here's a key mindset. The break is the vibe. The punch layer is the anchor. If you mute the break for a second, your kick and snare should still feel like a real drop. Now bass. We're going to split it into two tracks, a clean sub that stays stable and translates everywhere, and a res or mid bass that provides character, movement, and that classic rude tone. On the sub track, load operator. Oscillator A is a sign. Set the amp envelope so it's clean and controlled. Attack at 0. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. If you want short notes, bring sustain down. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. Either works, just be deliberate. Then EQ 8 on the sub. Low pass at around 120 to 160 Hz. We're keeping it pure. Now sidechain the sub using the compressor. Turn sidechain on and key it from your punch kick track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want it to breathe with the drums, not wobble randomly. If the pumping feels uneven, your release time is usually the culprit. At 172 BPM, that 80 to 120 millisecond zone is often the sweet spot. Then you adjust by ear. On the res or mid-bass track, load wavy-dable or operator. A basic saw-style sound is fine. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. The goal is weight and movement, not a wide super-saw festival bass. Add auto-filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz as a starting point, because we're going to automate it later. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6, to help it speak. For grit, in Live 12 you can use roar or keep it simple with saturator. Start mild. If it starts to fizz and lose body, back off. Jungle bass is more chewy than sizzly. Then carve out subspace. EQ 8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz on the Reese track. This is one of the biggest beginner wins. Sub stays clean and mono. Reese stays above it and can be as nasty as you like. Optional but really effective. If you want width without ruining the club, keep the low part mono and widen only the mids. You can do this with an audio effect rack approach. One chain that stays centered for the low mids, and one chain that gets chorus or subtle widening above around 150 to 200 Hz. The point is, don't spread the foundation. Now the signature. Rave stabs. This is where the retro identity becomes obvious in 2 seconds. Create a MIDI clip on your stabs track. Use simpler with a stab sample if you have one, like a piano stab, organ stab, or sampled chord hit. If you don't have samples, no stress. Use wave heatable and play a minor chord with a short amp envelope. The key is short, bright, rhythmic. Let's start in E minor for drop A. The chord is E, G, and B. Program short hits on the offbeats, like on the and counts. Keep it repetitive. This is dance music. The hypnotic repetition is the point. Now make it feel vintage. High pass the stab, with auto filter or EQ so it's not fighting the bass. Somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Add a tiny touch of redux. Very subtle downsampling, maybe 2 to 6, and keep bit reduction minimal, so you don't go full video game. Add some reverb via your return A, and if you want width, a light chorus ensemble. Teacher tip here. Old sampled stabs rarely hit exactly the same. Vary MIDI velocity a bit, like 85 to 110 across the pattern. And if you're in simpler, you can add a tiny pitch envelope dip so it barks like a sampled chord. Keep it micro. You should feel it more than hear it. Now we arrange the chorus change. We're doing a 32-bar map. Bars 1 to 8 are the pre-drop tension and tease. Bars 9 to 16 are drop in the original key center. Bars 17 to 18 are the pivot moment. Bars 19 to 32 are drop B in the new key center, with upgrades. Let's build bars 1 to 8. Start with the break filter down so it's like it's coming through a wall. Put an auto filter before your saturation on the break. Start the cutoff around 400 to 800 Hz and slowly open it across the 8 bars, so by bar 8 it's basically full. Tease the stabs lightly, maybe just a few hits, and keep bass minimal or even absent. Add a noise riser on the FX track, and if you want that classic rave drama, add a vocal shot or a rewind style effect, but keep it tasteful. At the very end of bar 8, do a reverb throw. This is a huge move for jungle because it creates space without making the whole section wet. Automate the reverb send up just on the last stab or snare hit, then snap it back down right after. It's like opening a door for one moment. Now bars 9 to 16, drop A. Bring in full drums, sub, Reese, and your main stabs. For the bass notes in E minor, keep it heavy and simple. You can do something like E, E, G, F sharp, or even mostly E with a few pickups. The lesson here is not write a jazz bass line. The lesson is make the root believable and the groove undeniable. Do a modern punch check. Briefly mute the break. If your kick and snare feel weak, fix that now. Add a little more transient, layer a tighter snare, or adjust levels. The break should add flavor, not be the only thing holding the groove together. Now the signature moment, bars 17 and 18, the modulation pivot. We're going to do the easy, effective one. Lift everything by one semitone. E minor becomes F minor. That's a classic rave gear change. It's instant tension and it makes drop B feel like an upgrade, not a repeat. Here's the clean way to execute it. Duplicate your bass MIDI and your stab MIDI so they extend through bar 32. Then select the notes from bar 17 onward and transpose them up by one semitone. But don't just transpose and hope. We need the pivot to read as intentional. Think in anchors and swaps. Your anchors are things you keep stable across both drops, usually the break groove, snare placement, and the stab rhythm. Your swaps are the bass root and maybe one excitement factor. Also, the modulation reads best when the bass tells the story. Prioritize the sub landing in the new root. If the sub clearly lands on F, the listener accepts the new world instantly. Now create contrast, not chaos, at the pivot. Make bar 17 simpler. For example, cut the kick for the first beat of bar 17. Let the snare hit or a crash carry it. Add an impact. And here's a powerful old-school trick. a tiny silence gap right before the new key hits. Even an eighth note of nothing can make the downbeat feel massive. Advanced but easy trick. Pre-echo the new key right before the switch, add a tiny preview of the new root, like a quick 1/8 note bass pickup or a stad hit tuned to the new root right at the end of bar 16 or into bar 17. It tells the ear we're turning the corner, so the modulation doesn't feel like a mistake. And if you want to really sell it, tune your impact to the new root. If we're landing in F, tune that impact to F. Even quietly, it makes the pivot speak. Now bars 19 to 32, drop B. Same groove, U key center, and now we upgrade the energy. This is where a lot of beginners miss the opportunity. If drop B is identical to drop A but transposed, it can feel flat. So we do just a few controlled upgrades. Open the Reese filter a bit more. Add a hat or ride layer quietly for forward motion. Add a break chop fill every 8 bars, like at bar 24 and bar 32. Or do the negative space version. Mute the break for one beat and let only the punch snare smack. Then bring the break back in. That can feel huge without adding any notes. You can also automate a touch more drive on roar or saturator in drop B, like 1 or 2 dB. Not a giant jump, just a sense that the track is leaning forward. And keep the concept of anchors and swaps. The stab rhythm stays familiar. The snare placement stays familiar. The dancers still know where they are. But the bass root and the tone upgrades tell them the tune has leveled up.